from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Tuesday, June 1st. Coming up, farmers sometimes climb into giant grain bins to break up clumps or clogs, but it's dangerous. Dozens of people get trapped each year. We'll find out how a new invention could help keep farmers safe in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. 6 months ago, Illinois voters rejected Governor J.B. Pritzker's signature graduated income tax plan. Since then, the governor has been warning of difficult budget choices, but as Hannah Meisel reports, that didn't end up happening.
Without the $3.5 billion extra dollars Pritzker promised would flow to state coffers annually, the governor made a grim prediction.
There will be cuts, and they will be painful.
But 6 months and more than 5 million fully vaccinated Illinoisans later, the state's economy has recovered more quickly than predicted, and Pritzker's warning didn't come true. Aided by billions of dollars in federal stimulus money, Democrats in Springfield rammed a $42 billion budget through the legislative process in 24 hours. House Majority Leader Greg Harris says Democratic lawmakers in Pritzker's office
worked very hard to use every other lever and technique at our disposal to prevent cuts.
This winter, Pritzker recommended nearly $1 billion worth of what he calls corporate tax loopholes be eliminated. Democrats only ended up cutting about half of those tax credits. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Birthing hospitals in Illinois are invited to participate in a new effort to improve outcomes for moms and babies. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman has that story.
Black and Indigenous women are at greater risk of death during pregnancy and in the year after childbirth. The Illinois Perinatal Quality Collaborative, led by Dr. Ann Borders, is launching a new program aimed at reducing that racial disparity by improving obstetric care for all women. Borders says strategies include making sure patients are screened for non-medical barriers to care.
Issues that may be impacting women's health outcomes, but not what we typically think of measuring when you come to the doctor's office.
Issues like food insecurity, housing, transportation, and childcare. Hospital staff can then connect those patients with resources. The Birth Equity Initiative also supports hospitals in reviewing maternal health quality data by race, ethnicity, and insurance status to identify disparities and opportunities for improvement. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
People who spent part of the long weekend in Vermilion County may have heard this. That was the sound of mating calls made by male cicadas in Kickapoo State Park over the weekend. Katie Dana specializes in entomology at the Illinois Natural History Survey. She says this brood of cicadas is appearing in four eastern Illinois counties. But in 2024, she says two different broods will emerge in the Chicago area and downstate.
Also in the southern half of the state, we're going to have some 13-year cicadas emerging, brood 19. So 2024 is going to be a year where you can't really escape the cicada in Illinois.
Experts say cicada mating calls can reach 100 decibels. By comparison, city traffic, lawnmowers, and leaf blowers are only 80 to 85 decibels. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that you limit unprotected exposure to 100 decibels to less than 15 minutes, or you could experience hearing loss. For the first time in more than a year, city facilities in Champaign will open to the public today. The City Building, Public Works, and Fire Station 1 are open during weekday business hours. The police station is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. The city is requiring people to wear a mask while requesting in-person customer service. If you don't want to wear a mask, you can still access the City of Champaign on the phone or online. The City of Champaign began limiting access to city facilities in March of last year when COVID-19 cases first began to spike in Illinois and across America. Still to come, we'll learn about a new invention that could help limit the number of times farmers have to climb into grain bins. That story from Harvest Public Media is next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st, and I'm curious. What issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A few times a year, farmers have to do a dangerous task: go inside large grain bins to take care of their harvest. Last year, more than 30 of them were trapped inside silos in the U.S., according to Purdue University. As Melissa Rosales reports for Harvest Public Media, a new robot could help keep farmers safe.
When a grain bin is almost empty, farmers strap on a harness and climb inside the metal silo that could be as big as a football field. The only light coming in is from a small hatch at the top. It's dark, dusty, and loud. Farmers are shin-deep in grain while sweeping and shoveling crops into a spinning auger.
I kind of compare it to shoveling deep snow off of your sidewalk, but you're also racing somebody, and it's also over 100 degrees and dusty and dirty. It's pretty hard work.
That's Zach Honeycutt, a farmer near Giltner in south central Nebraska. He says he ventures inside the dangerous environment a few times a year, and it's not a lot of fun. One day, after cleaning out a grain bin, he caught up with Chad Johnson while playing music at church in Aurora. Johnson's son had just gone off to college and built a robot for a Chicago startup. Honeycutt had an idea.
I told him that I need you to build me a robot so I never have to go in a grain bin again.
He was half joking, but about 3 years later, Johnson, his son Ben, and Zane Zenz, Ben's best friend, took on the challenge and built what they named the Grain Weevil. It's about the size of a small coffee table, with blue spinning plastic augers at the bottom that help move grain. They use a remote control from the outside to move it around. Ben says the robot scurries through the grain to level it, breaks up crusts, and does inspections. Neither of them are farmers, but Johnson says they rely on them to understand their work and how important grain bin safety is.
We've probably met with nearly 500 farmers now in the last year and a half as we're going through this process of learning how to build a robot to meet their needs.
Dan Neenan, director for the Iowa-based National Education for Ag Safety, says farmers need tools that let them do their job without getting into a bin.
The best rule is if you don't have to get into the bin, don't.
The organization also trains fire departments for grain bin rescues. Neenan says the grain weevil makes a lot of sense because farmers use augers, which can be deadly. He sees great potential for the robot.
Inventions like that, people taking a look at what the problem is, what's causing the injury and what's causing the fatality, and if we can engineer ways to be able to stop that, it really makes the world a whole lot safer.
Johnson says the grain weevil could be in the market in 5 years and could cost up to $4,000. Neenan says that's less expensive than a fine from the U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health for a grain bin safety violation. He says if farmers can see the value in the robot, they'll buy it. Their goal is for Zane Zenz to completely automate the robot through a phone app.
A farmer can just go drop the robot in the bin and never think about it again. Let it run, do all of its work for the farmer, and they can drive away and work on whatever else they need to work on for the day.
There's another reason why Zach Honeycutt has a special interest in grain bin safety. When he was a kid, his grandpa's youngest brother died in a grain bin. Honeycutt knows a lot of farmers that have been in grain bin accidents, including one who lost several toes while cleaning a silo. He says if there was a way to take the human element out and not put farmers' health and lives at risk, grain weevil could be a great solution.
Looking down the road to thinking my kids might never have to go in a grain bin and they'll be able to manage the grains as effectively or better as we do now, that's a really, really exciting future to look at.
Honeycutt says he can't wait for all farmers to have access to the robot so they can improve the quality of their work and lives. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Melissa Rosales.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 76 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Reginald Hardwick, Christine Herman, and Melissa Rosales. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Mulmean. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.